This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, April 1st, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trump readies tariffs. Rollins on trade support timing. And Senate may vote on a budget blueprint. Liberation Day could come early. President Donald Trump says that his reciprocal tariffs could land earlier than expected. He told reporters yesterday that the new duties could drop as soon as tonight, but added that Wednesday is the likely deadline. The administration will impose new duties on trade partners that impose higher tariffs than the U.S., Trump said. But he suggested that the U.S. tariff rates could be lower than theirs. Trump said, quote, "Whatever they charge us, we charge them, but we're being nicer than they were." The president said that he would show even more leniency to countries that have not, quote, "made a fortune off the U.S." He did not elaborate on what he meant by that. The ones that haven't, we're going to be very nice to them, Trump said. Now, take note. Senior trade officials from China, South Korea, and Japan met Sunday for the first time in 5 years, that to discuss economic and trade cooperation. The president dismissed concerns that his tariffs might drive U.S. allies to deepen ties to China. He said, "I'm not worried about that." Rollins, timing of trade support rollout depends on April 2nd tariffs. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the timeline for providing support for farmers impacted by tariff retaliation depends on what the president unveils this week. During one of several stops in Iowa yesterday, Rollins said she hopes a compensation package for farmers similar to what they got in Trump's first term won't be needed. "My hope and prayer and goal is that we won't have to use those again, that in fact, these tariff renegotiations will be so positive on the front end for our farmers and our ranchers and our ag community," she said. Now take note, some of the ag sector want the rollout of trade support to accompany any tariffs announced on Wednesday to dampen any anxieties over sweeping new duties. Senate GOP to push through budget blueprint. Senate Republicans are preparing to trigger the budget reconciliation process by pushing through a final budget resolution. Leaving Senate Majority Leader John Thune's office late yesterday, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma told reporters the plan is to release the resolution Wednesday. The final vote would fall on Friday or Saturday, he said. Spending cuts won't dip below $1.5 trillion, but the target is $2 trillion, Mullen said. The instructions for committees, quote, "will be a little bit vague, and the Senate was limited in what they could instruct," he continued. By the way, Thune of South Dakota seemed less confident on the timeline, telling reporters it would come up maybe later this week. Thune told colleagues the budget resolution will, quote, "lay the groundwork for legislation to make the 2017 tax relief permanent, secure the border, unleash American energy, and provide for our nation's defense." We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Planned corn plantings top analysts' estimates. Farmers intend to increase corn plantings by 5%, 95.3 million acres, reducing their soybean acreage by 4%, to 83.5 million acres. The department's annual survey of planting intentions also says farmers intend to cut wheat acreage by 2%, cotton plantings by 12%. Iowa, the top corn-producing state, expected to increase its acreage 4%, 13.5 million acres. Illinois farmers expected to plant 11.1 million acres. That's a 3% increase. Nebraska farmers expected to increase corn plantings 5% to 10.6 million. In the big picture, farmers are reducing their plantings of principal row crops, including canola, dry beans, potatoes, sugar beets, and sunflowers, 309.9 million acres, down from 311.2 million in 2024 and 319.5 million in 2023. It would be the smallest expected acreage since 309.7 million in 2020. The report is based on a survey of farmers conducted during the first 2 weeks of March. Stop the soda subsidies, MAHA movement leader and White House advisor says. White House senior advisor Kelly Means said restricting soft drink purchases through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program is a key part of the Make America Healthy Again agenda. Speaking on Fox News this weekend, Means distanced these efforts from similar goals by Democrats like former First Lady Michelle Obama or former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg. They were talking about soda taxes. They were talking about top-down mandates, Means said. What the Trump administration, Secretary Kennedy, Secretary Rollins are saying is, let's cut the subsidies. Means says the administration will focus on transparency and ensuring consumers are empowered with the right information. This, coupled with an end to subsidies for consuming the wrong thing, will put the country in a better position, Means said. Ag researchers told to avoid certain words like ethanol and water conservation. A memo to Agricultural Research Service staff directs them to remove dozens of problematic words and terms from agreements apparently subject to a funding freeze. In addition to words such as queer, trans, equitable, and inclusion, the memo includes some less obvious entries such as safe drinking water, water treatment, water conservation, non-point source pollution, and PFAS. There are more words: biofuel, biogas, clean energy, biomethane, ethanol, and aviation fuel. The memo, leaked to activist group More Perfect Union, does not specify the agreements subject to the deletions, but says they are now subject to a moratorium and must be revised to comply with Trump administration executive orders. USDA spokespeople did not respond to a request for comment. Here's today's final word. Hopefully, our farmers and our ag community won't be hurt, at least in the short term, by these decisions. But if they are, the president's commitment is the same today as it was 5 or 6 years ago. And we at USDA and our partners across Congress and in Washington will work around the clock to ensure that we have the programs in place to do what we did the last time with the CCC. That's the word of Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins in Iowa yesterday, discussing the potential use of the Commodity Credit Corporation to compensate farmers hurt by retaliatory tariffs. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, April 1st, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.